भगवद्गीता 1.20 अथ व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धार्तराष्ट्रान् कपिध्वजः प्रवृत्ते शस्त्रसंपाते धनुरुद्यम्य पाण्डवः ऋषिकेशं तदा वाक्यम् इदमाह महीपते। अथ व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा, सो हियर आफ्टर बोथ द साइड्स हैव ब्लोन देयर कॉन्शियस, the subsequent developments are described. Vyavasthitan, so the properly situated soldiers in their army in military formations, drishtva, so who saw this, the pronoun will come later, that is described later. Then kapidhvajaha, Dhartarashtran Kapidvajaha. So Dhartarashtran is referring to the Kauravas. So the on beholding the Kauravas military formation. So now the, as we know, the action has shifted to the Pandavas side. So from verses 2 to 11, the action of the Kauravas side was described. Till verse 12 also we could say. And verse 13 concluded their description. Then after that, from verse 14 onwards, the action has shifted to the Pandava side, or rather the narrative is describing the action on the Pandava side. The action is happening on both sides, no doubt. The Kauravas blew conchs and the Pandavas responded by blowing their conchs. Now among the Pandavas, the focus is now returning to Arjuna, Krishna Arjuna. They were the persons who were first highlighted in verse 14 and 15. And from them, the camera went to Bhima, to the other Pandavas, to the Pandavas' sons and other warriors. And then briefly, the effect of their blowing conch shells on the Kauravas was described. And now again, the focus is coming back to the Pandavas, and more specifically to the foremost warrior among the Pandavas, Arjuna. So, Kapidhvajaha. Arjuna had a dhvaja, a flag, actually a standard it was called. So each of the warriors had their own standards, which represented in one way, it was like their symbol, what would enable others to recognize them. So just as in today's times, the sports players may have their own t-shirts with their numbers. And some players who are very famous, they may have some numbers permanently reserved for them. And that is the t-shirt by which, that is the number which they always have. That's how they are identified. So this is a simplistic example, of course. The point is that the warriors had various markers, which not only served to announce their identity, because if the warriors were far away from each other, then the distance, how would the warriors who were far away identify whose chariot it is? So they would look up at the standard. So it was for the purpose of identification at one level. Also at another level, it was also for the purpose of bringing a sense of one's personality into one's tool that one was using. So every warrior had his own standard which indicated his some aspect of his personality or his valor or his spirit or whatever. So now Arjuna had a monkey standard, dhajaha, flag or standard, that was kapi. Kapi refers to monkey. Now we wonder, a monkey doesn't seem to be something very impressive. In fact, monkeys are often considered to be troublesome creatures and they are not considered very intelligent. But actually, that is only a contextual understanding. The monkeys are often said to be uncontrolled in their senses and markata vairagya. is used in a negative sense, that renunciation, like the monkeys, they live in forest, but then they have she monkeys with them. So that is false, show renunciation. So then, how is a standard of a monkey a matter of pride? Actually, historically, the Mahabharata comes after the Ramayana. And the Ramayana dramatically redefines the social and spiritual position of monkeys. Lord Ram demonstrates the inclusiveness of his mercy by how he engages lowly creatures like monkeys in his army, and he engages them in his service. So the Lord demonstrates that even if somebody is considered conventionally low-born or unqualified, and monkeys are considered low even in the hierarchy of animals, what to speak of the hierarchy of all the species, including humans. So though they are considered low even among animals, the Lord engaged them. The Lord engaged even a vulture, who is considered to be the lowest among the birds. He engaged Jatayu, and similarly he engaged monkeys. And among those monkeys, there was a special, glorious monkey. He was one of the foremost commanders in Lord Ram's army, and that was Hanuman. So, Arjuna's chariot had a monkey standard, and that monkey standard was depicting Hanuman. So why did he choose Hanuman, Arjuna? Because Arjuna was inspired by the great devotional zeal of Hanuman. So just as Hanuman fought on behalf of the Lord and fought gloriously, similarly Arjuna was also going to fight gloriously, was hoping to fight gloriously in service of the Lord. So, although biological forms, they were different, spiritual purposes were identical for both of them. So, for Arjuna, respected Hanuman as a great devotee, great servant of the Lord. And that's why when he got a chariot from Agni, he adorned it with the monkey standard, which pointed to Hanuman. Now, for Arjuna, the flag was not just an insentient flag which symbolized something. So yes, Arjuna had that monkey standard regularly to remind him of Hanuman and his glorious deeds. But in this particular war, Hanuman had personally manifested over there. When the Pandavas were in the forest, at that time Bhima had met Hanuman in the Himalayan mountain ranges. And after a very intimate brother-to-brother talk, Bhima and Hanuman are brothers, being both the sons of Vayu. So he had requested, Bhima and Arjuna were, you know, they were brothers and they were best of friends. So Bhima remembered how Arjuna had a monkey standard, and he requested Hanuman, please manifest your personal presence through that standard. So obliging to that request, Hanuman manifested himself through the standard. That means during the Kurukshetra war, it was not just a standard, not a flag over there actually. It was Hanuman manifesting over there to bless Arjuna, not just by his presence. So although Hanuman did not fight, and Hanuman could have fought in the Mahabharata war also, but he knew the Lord's will, and he knew that the Lord wanted other devotees to attain glory in his service. So now was that he had excelled, he had accomplished extraordinary deeds in the Ramayana, in the service of Ram. Now was the time for the Pandavas to have their opportunity for glorious service to the Lord. And that opportunity he cherished, observing how other warriors like himself were now excelling in the service of the Lord. So he observed. And so he did not fight because he wanted the Pandavas to have the glory. At the same time, he assisted the Pandavas, not just by his morale boosting, by being present, a presence which boosted the morale of the Pandavas, especially of Arjuna, on whose chariot he was present. But along with that, he also would cry out, roar, and his roars would strike terror in the hearts of the Kaurava army. And here it is described, so Kapi Dhvajaha, just as Lord Ram was victorious, similarly Lord Krishna was going to be victorious, just as Hanuman had led Lord Ram, had been one of the leaders in Lord Ram's army, leading that army to victory. Similarly, Arjuna would be also a leader, leading the forces of Lord Krishna to victory. So, Kapi Dhvajaha is considered to be a sign of victory, a sign of auspiciousness for the Pandavas. So, here Kapi Dhvajaha is used to identify Arjuna, one who was marked with the flag of a monkey, specifically, or the special monkey, Hanuman. Pravritte Shastra Sampate, that Pravritte, he was as per his inclination, as with Pravritte Shastra Sampate, he had picked up his bow and arrow and about to release his arrows. So his weapons were readied for fighting, but suddenly something else happened. Dhanurudyamya Pandava. He had taken up his bow. His bow was raised. His arrows were about to be discharged. Pandava. So, second time the name is referred to here. Rishikesham tada vakyam. Rishikesham. That he spoke. So, whom did he speak to? Vakyam. He spoke these words to Rishikesh. So, Rishikesh, of course, refers to the Lord, who is the Lord of the senses. And usage of this word indicate that although Arjuna might lose control over his senses, get overwhelmed by anxiety and confusion, but eventually, because Lord Rishikesh was guiding him, that Lord will control his senses and will bring him back into the right path eventually. Idamaha Mahipate, Idamaha, he spoke these words. Mahipate. So here Mahipate refers to O King. So the narrator Sanjaya is speaking with Dhritarashtra and is respectfully referring to him as the king. So just before the war was to begin, after the conches had been blown, Arjuna had raised his bow and readied his arrows to start fighting. Suddenly he spoke something, and what he speaks will now indicate the dramatic shift in the narrative. Instead of the fight beginning, actually the historic conversation whose import would be far more lasting and transforming than the fight, that conversation will begin. Because of the questions and the Arjuna asks and the events that transpire because of the action taken after the questions. So that we'll discuss in our future classes. Thank you.